CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese authorities say it opposes the latest move by U.S. warship in the South China Sea. The response from China's defense ministry comes after a U.S. destroyer sailed near waters of Nansha Island. The defense ministry says two Chinese frigates have warned and expelled the U.S. naval vessel. A spokesperson from the ministry says the situation in the South China Sea has been improved thanks to the joint efforts from China and ASEAN nations, but the U.S. move has damaged regional peace and stability. The official also urges the U.S. side to promote positive impact on relations between the two countries and two militaries, saying China is determined to safeguard its sovereignty and security. An official report calls for joint efforts from China and the U.S. to realize balanced trade and investment. The report by Chinese Ministry of Commerce says the two sides can work on U.S. infrastructure construction, opening up of markets, two-way investment, and bilateral investment treaty negotiations. The paper also says China will also consider increasing import from the United States in energy, agricultural products, high-tech products and services. A special envoy of Chinese President Xi Jinping says the country is ready to develop relations with Ecuador. Chen Baosheng has made the comment while meeting with new Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno. The Chinese envoy pledges to carry forward cooperation in economics and trade, finance, infrastructure, science and technology, education and tourism. For his part, Moreno appreciates the contribution from the Chinese government and people to Ecuador's national development, saying his country is willing to work with China to deepen cooperation in various fields. Earlier, the Chinese envoy attended Ecuador's presidential power handover ceremony. A search operation is underway in southwest Pakistan for two Chinese nationals who were abducted Wednesday. The Chinese embassy has confirmed that the two Chinese nationals were kidnapped by unknown gunmen in Quetta, the provincial capital of Balochistan province. Police say the kidnappers forced the abductees, a man and a woman, into a vehicle at gunpoint in Jinnah town and drove away. Newly elected WHO Director General has reiterated the organization's adherence to the One China principle. Tedros Adhanom has made the pledge while meeting with China's top health official Li Bin. Tedros says the UN agency will properly handle Taiwan-related matters based on the resolutions of the UN General Assembly and the World Health Assembly. For her part, Li Bin congratulates Tedros on his election and says China is willing to continue the in-depth cooperation with the organization. South Korea's former leader Park Geun-hye has attended her second trial on bribery charges over a corruption scandal that brought down her presidency. Prosecutors have said Park, in collusion with her friend Choi Soon-sil, abused her power and pressured companies to pay her tens of millions of dollars in bribes. Senior Samsung Group executive J.Y. Lee, involved in the scandal, has appeared in a separate trial. If Park is found guilty of taking bribes from business leaders, she faces more than 10 years in jail. Park has denied any wrongdoing and pleaded not guilty at the trial. A seventh person has been arrested in the UK over the Manchester Arena bombing, as police have said they are investigating a network. Suicide bomber Salman Abadi killed 22, including children, and injured 64 at Ariana Grande concert on Monday. Google's artificial intelligence program, AlphaGo, has beaten Chinese Go master Ke Jie for a second time. The best of three series is meant to test the limits of computers in taking on humans at complex tasks. The victory over the world's top player comes after the AI program from Google's DeepMind unit bested a South Korean Go professional in a similar exhibition match last year. Go is a popular board game in Asian countries, and most top-ranked players hail from China, Japan, and South Korea. The Jiaolongman submersible will descend to 6,300 meters in the Mariana Trench, the world's deepest known trench, on Thursday. The mission will be the second one for the Chinese sub in the Mariana Trench this year, and it should be completed within 10 hours. The submersible will collect seawater, rocks, and samples of marine life, and also conduct observation, measurement, and photography near the seabed. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.